And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to my previous guests from the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. We're going to change gears here. We also do this once a month. General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council is on the line with us to talk about various issues. General Wiggins, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning. And let's start off talking about some of the changes that have gone on at Fort Riley. We've seen both the garrison commander and the commanding general now have a change of leadership there. We usually would be able to go to those ceremonies here, and I actually personally got a lot of joy sort of out of going to those. It was very interesting, and seeing all the history was really nice. And the cannons kind of scared me, but you know, I could just never prepare myself for those to go off when they lit that historical cannon off. But talk a little bit about sort of what these types of changes leadership means and how important it is to have these. I mean, what sort of a importance there is to these ceremonies as well.
Well, you know, just to talk a little bit about the ceremony, because I used to really enjoy having the ability to take friends and family to those types of ceremonies and watch them with really excitement as the bands played and the colors were unfurled and the cannons go off, as you mentioned. You know, for military members, those of us that wore the cloth uniform, we kind of take that as normal stance. You know, we don't get excited, probably because a number of us have stood in ceremonies that lasted over 2 hours, and they're absolutely brutal. But those ceremonies really take us back to our histories and traditions. They're incorporated in order to instill in those soldiers standing in formation a sense that they are something, a part of something bigger than themselves. They're not a business. They are a profession. They are an institution. And they're a part of a fraternity that goes back hundreds of years. And so that's what the ceremonies really kind of symbolize, is the fact that this organization, the thing that you're a part of, the pageantry, the panache that happens on the parade field, all of that is historical, and you're a part of something that will endure. The legacy that is created will endure far into the future with our military. And so we're going to have one of those ceremonies, albeit under the COVID environment. It's going to be a little different. Won't have the number of people we normally have in the stands to watch the ceremony. Of course, you can watch it probably over TV as well, or over Facebook Live. They'll probably have that ceremony then. But that's what the ceremony basically symbolizes.
And that's coming up on August 14th, by the way, for the change of command for commanding general there.
That's correct. And it's not a change of command. It's actually an assumption of command, because John Kulishevsky, who was the 1st Infantry Division commander, he got promoted out of a job. And so the chief of staff of the Army said, we need you in Europe a little quicker than we thought. We need 5th Corps, which is the job that John went to have a commander. We need it stood up. And so just a few days ago, he traveled to Poland at short notice and got promoted to 3-star general. And took over the reins of 5th Corps. And so that was a great event. It's something that's very significant, and it's a milestone in our Army, and the fact that we stood back up 5th Corps with a focus toward Europe. So General O'Connor is holding the colors right now. He's the assistant division commander at Fort Riley, and he will have D.A. Sims, who's the incoming commanding general for the 1st Infantry Division, on the 14th, assume those colors and take command of the 1st Infantry Division. So this is not normal. It's a little atypical. But the fact is all that will happen on the 14th, and it goes like clockwork because the military has been doing it so much over the many years that they know how to conduct these types of ceremonies.
And I do appreciate that clarification regarding the assumption of command there. I do recall that Saturday General Kulishevsky did relinquish control. Looking back, can you talk a little bit about your perspective from what you saw from General Kulishevsky and what he was like as a leader there at the post?
He's a steady, calm, quiet professional. John Kulishevsky is one of our he's a national asset. And the fact that his intellectual capital is huge. He's very, very astute. He takes a look at things as a commanding general. You know, I've had the 33, 34 years of military service. I've seen a lot of commanding generals, and every one of them had certain strengths and abilities. John's is ability to see the whole playing field and really attack things from a strategic perspective and decentralize execution. He trusts his subordinates to execute. And that's a special quality, something that will serve him well at the Corps level and as being the Fifth Corps commander. And I think he's got a lot more legs to go do bigger and better things for our Army. So he and Buffy have been an incredible team for Fort Riley. And I think people will see that D.A. Sims, when he comes in, he'll have a little bit probably different leadership style, because everybody's like a belly button. They're all different. But they'll also see that DA is going to be a very competent leader for the 1st Infantry Division.
Is there any one encounter, instance, or initiative that really highlighted or epitomized who Kolesheski was as a man or a leader in your mind? Or is there just a lot of different experiences that have added up that just sort of paint the whole picture? Is there any? Can you even pull out one?
I think he has great balance. And one of the things that I picked up on is he's a true family guy. He has three daughters. God bless him. But he is able to balance the military and his family. And they're such a huge team. Buffy is a huge part. And I got a family that supports me. Well, really, the Kolesheskis, the thing that makes them, I think, strong, and John Kolesheski strong, is he actually has partners. Their team, as they work through the military, and they've done this, and they've continued to do it, where they bounce across each other. And, you know, I've seen John, get up and be serious, and then, you know, Buffy say something that causes him to chuckle. So he has a lighter side. He's able to laugh at himself. And like I said, I think his intellectual capital, his ability to think through things and those processes have served him well throughout his military career.
And looking ahead to Major General Sims' assumption of command, have you had a lot of experience with him yet, or is he sort of or are you just kind of unfamiliar with who he is as a person, and you'll have to pick that up as he comes on board?
Well, a little of both. I unfortunately have not served with DA, but I've, in the military, although it's a huge organization, it really is a small world. His reputation has preceded him. And I have heard about DA throughout the years. And so I feel like I know him. But I look forward to meeting him. Like I said, I've heard that he is a very engaging person. People person, and I've heard that he also very, very tactically sound. So the division has a lot of things on its plate that's forthcoming, and he's going to run right into a deployment to the National Training Center with the division headquarters, which is a first, and conduct a evaluation or be evaluated at the National Training Center along with the Combat Aviation Brigade. I think that's going to be a significant emotional event up front as he tries to basically get to know his staff and at the same time execute the warfighting skills the division has to execute at the National Training Center. So it'll be interesting to see as he moves on his feet and jumps right into the from the fire pan into the fire as he comes into division command.
9:45 here, speaking with General Perry Wiggins of the Governor's Military Council. I think it's time for our last break of the morning. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.